Senator Kedzie.
The group Wisconsin Citizen Action fanned volunteers out to lawmakers' offices with letters from nearly 6,000 residents across the state. The letters urged support of a plan to reduce prescription drug costs. Darcy Haber from Wisconsin Citizen Action reads a portion of one of the letters.
Help, our Wisconsin people need to make ends meet. Should it be prescriptions this month or food? This is from Amara, Wisconsin.
Under the plan, Wisconsin would use its purchasing might to cut the cost of drugs for people without prescription coverage. Supporters say it would save the state tens of millions of dollars because the state would set up a preferred drug list. Darcy Haber.
If the drug company wanted to be on the list, they would have to give a significant rebate to the state in order to get onto that list, so pay much lower than the retail prices that customers are paying right now.
But a lobbyist for drug manufacturers says it's a controversial plan. Tom Moore says preferred drug lists cost the manufacturer market share and cost patients their choice.
They're controversial because they're talking about essentially having an auction for drugs. Whoever pays the most money back to the state gets their drug on the list. The downside of that is that people who need to get a very specific drug for a specific situation are denied that coverage.
Wisconsin Citizen Action says it believes the preferred drug list measure will be well received. The group is waiting for Governor Doyle's budget to see what kinds of health care purchasing pools he details before drafting an actual bill. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.